his deepest desire is for us to come together in the unity of our faith and begin to believe these things and act on them and be a doer of the word, a doer of the light, a doer of the life, a doer of God, a doer of the love.
Happy New Year! 2008 is the year of fullness of blessing, the year of the blessing without measure. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and discover how God Almighty is light, love, and life.
All right, now then, notice here in the first chapter of the book of John, in the beginning was the Word. Oh my. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same. God and the Word, the same, was in the beginning with God, who is light, who is love. And now we know who is the Word. All things were made by Him. Well, who's Him? God. Who's God? Light. Who is light? Love. Who is light and life and love? The Word. Oh. Now it just got down to us. Huh? This is the Word of God, isn't it? That makes it the Word of light. That makes it the Word of love. That makes it the Word of life. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of light, the Word of love, the Word of life. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Well, who's the author of our faith? Jesus. Oh! And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. He is the Word. He is the light. He is the life. He is the love. Who is it in this creation that has the God-given ability to form and make words? You. You are a speaking spirit like God. Who is light? Who is love? Who is the Word? What about James chapter 1? Let's turn over there for a moment. Gloria touched on that this morning. Man, I'm telling you, Gloria touched on half of the New Testament this morning. Praise God. I loved it too. Good stuff. Now you see what I get at home. Oh yeah. Amen. In the book of James, look in the first chapter, the 22nd verse. Be doers of the Word. Well, now, wait a minute. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. God is light. Be doers of God. What is a doer of God? Jesse brought it up today. A doer of God is a born-again child of God, child of the Word, child of light, child of love, that according to Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, be followers of God as dear children. The word follower is translation of the Greek word M-I-M-E-T-E-S. We get our word mimic from it. Imitate comes from that Greek word. He is saying, be an imitator of God the way children imitate their parents. Let's take this statement, this revelation, a step further. What if you go hire an instructor to teach you something?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. At Copeland. And that Nick, that Nicky and that Copeland, I mean, they're ruined. In fact, Copeland ruined that Nicholas Wright fellow. Just ruined him. Somebody said, why? What did he do? Why, the both of them just running around trying to act like little Jesuses.
I had a guy say that. He thought he was insulting me. I got shouting happy. Praise God, somebody finally noticed what I'm trying to do. As if that's an insult to God. That I'm trying to act like Him? That's an insult? It never did insult me when my children came in and, you know, John came in and tried to dress like me. Do you think that insulted me? I didn't get mad and say, boy, you go put them socks back in that drawer, they ain't yours. No, it tickled me. Look at him. That's a little kennel walking around. What was he doing? He's doing God. You go hire an instructor. How are you ever going to learn what the instructor's trying to teach you if you don't try to copy it?
That's right. That's right.
I hired a ski instructor over and over and over and over and over. I could just see myself coming down that mountain. Looking good, you know. Knees and feet together. Swishing down that mountain. And the guy standing there, you know, he's trying to teach me this stuff. And I'm coming down like this. But in my mind, I'm looking like this. And one school we went to, they took video pictures of you, man. I thought I was looking pretty good. I was trying to imitate that instructor. I tried everything he said, man. I mean, I worked at it. And they played that video back. I went home. That's the ugliest thing I ever saw in my life, dear God. And while they're playing the video back, everybody in there laughed. It would have been different if I was trying to make them laugh. I didn't think anything funny about it. I paid big money to try to imitate this guy. Well, I finally got decent enough I could ski all the way down without falling and throwing all my poles and cab, just having a yard sale, you know. But what a fool I'd have been. I said, now I'm going to be humble about this. This man is a professional. It might insult him for me to try to act like him. Why for me to be so presumptuous as to ever think that I could look like this fine skier? Why I could never look like that? Well, you're right. Particularly if you won't ever try. Gloria got to where she looked just like him. Just come a swish, swishing down. And she come a swishing by, and I want to just throw a pole at her. I got so mad out there one day. Oh, Lord, I ought not tell you about this. This is when we first began, and I didn't know John and Kelly and Chloe and all of them, and hid out down there watching me. I didn't know. And I was in a mess, man. I fell all over this thing. I couldn't get it back together. And I finally took them skis off and took the poles and the skis and just threw them just as far as I could throw them, turned around and walked up the hill. Now, got about two-thirds of the way back up to the restaurant and realized what I'd done and had to walk back down there and pick all that stuff up. Now, though, I ain't never coming back. But I did. over and over and over and over. And I finally, you know, after about $49,000 and buying all these special tricky skis that's supposed to make you look good, they didn't. What am I trying to do? I'm doing my best to look like this guy. I like the way he looks. I like the way he skis. I paid the guy to teach me to do that. What kind of a pilot would you be if you were so humble you wouldn't try to act like your instructor? Oh, well, I'm not a professional. I could never fly this airplane like that. I don't want to make you look bad.
You ain't going to fly my airplane. Now, you need to get out right now, because if you're not going to try to perform what we're teaching you, you ain't never going to be worth it. You'll never get that. You'll never develop. Well, that's what Jesus has been after all the time. He came in his earthly life and walking out the Word, being a doer of the Word, a doer of the light, a doer of the love of God. Hallelujah. And to those that believed his word, to them he gave the authority to become the sons of God. And we were born not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of light. By the word of love, by the magnificent word of heaven's power. Hallelujah. And the scripture said, you are light. You once were darkness, but now you are light. You are life. You put on the armor of light.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it will, John. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I get off out into this. I just can't help myself.
It's a win-win.
I just can't help it, man. Hallelujah. I had the Lord tell me one day. He didn't just tell me. He shouted it at me. I didn't hear it audibly. But somebody said, did you really hear it? I heard it with every cell of my being. My hair heard it. Every bit of me heard it. My feet to my head, I heard it. I was reading from the 5th chapter of Mark's gospel about the woman with the issue of blood touching the hem of Jesus' garment. And I was going through there and I'm studying on faith. And I'm studying about her saying. And I'm studying about her receiving. And I'm studying about her touching. I'm studying about her coming in the press behind. I don't know how many times, over and over. I'd been through this over, you know, a period of several years here. I'm back at it again, renewing. I was just having such a good time studying about that woman's receiving. And everything she did to receive, I got my heart and mind made up. I'm doing the same thing. I mean, the Lord, literally in my spirit, he literally raised his voice to me. And he said, how long are you going to continue to see yourself as that invalid woman? When are you ever going to rise up and see yourself as the man with the garment? The man with the anointing. I said, today, how's today? You are that woman. You are the anointing of God. You are the light of God. You've been born of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. You're His joint heir. You are priest of His priesthood. You are bone of His bone. You are one spirit with the Lord. You are a created manifestation of His Word, His life, His light, and His glory. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. And His desire, His deepest desire, is for us to come together in the unity of our faith and begin to believe these things and act
act on them and be a doer of the word, a doer of the light, a doer of the life, a doer of God, a doer of the love. Until he can raise us up to the fullness of the stature of Jesus and his anointing. And the words of the master are beginning to come to pass. They will come to pass. There's no way they can keep from coming to pass when he says, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Oh, did he go? Well, it's time for some great stuff. Amen. When we begin to walk in it, and the words of our lips begin to cry, Abba, Father. I have a Father. No, I don't just have a God. He's not God to me. He's Father to me. He is my closest friend. He's my utmost closest brother. I have a more intimate relationship with him than I do even with Gloria. And Gloria has a more intimate relationship with him than she does with me. And we both know that. And because of that, we have a far greater intimate relationship with one another.
Yes, sir.
We're not just husband and wife. We are bound to one another in a covenant of blood in Christ Jesus. The same thing that happened that joined us to Jesus happened and joined the two of us together. Hallelujah. And it's when we got a hold of this word and we begin to walk in it. Look what he calls it. Be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers of the light. Be ye doers of love. Be ye doers of God and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If a hearer of the word, a hearer of life and not light and love and not a doer, he's like unto a man that looks at himself in the natural in a mirror. For he beholds himself, goes his way, and he forgets about what he saw. But whoso looketh into... Look at this. Look at this. He's talking about being a doer of the word. Look what he calls it. The perfect law of liberty. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And when the Son hath set you free, then you are free indeed. Free from what? For the law of the Spirit of life in the anointing of Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is no law in Satan's grasp that it can defeat me, overcome me. There is no law where darkness can overcome light. It cannot be done. It is a physical. It is a spiritual. It is an impossibility. It can't happen. We're born of the light. We're born of the love. I'm telling you, hate has never overcome love. It's only when your love yields and turns loose of itself and partakes of hate. Now, I'll introduce this right here and we'll close it. Oh, Lord. Let's talk about the word to Adam. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same in the beginning with God. No creative power was released without Him, without the Word, without love, without life, and without light. The first word that Adam ever heard was filled with the same glory as light. Because he said, blessed be, fruitful be, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. that was the word of God. And the scripture says of that moment that God crowned him with his glory. That was the word to Adam. Had he not sinned, had he not failed it, the Bible would have been complete right there. That's been all he had to say. The earth would have been filled with the Garden of Eden, and we would have gone from there to the stars, and this universe would be the garden spot of heaven and earth, and God would have moved from his place down to the earth. This place would look so good. Wow. But then he is not a doer of the word. He violated his tithe and he stole from God. He picked fruit that was not ripe to be picked yet, and that fruit was his tithe. He worked that tree the same as he worked every other tree, and he was to bring the fruit of that tree to God. And had he done that, he would have no longer been ignorant of good and evil, because at that time, when it was time that fruit was ripe and ready to pick, God would have taught him the difference between good and evil without his having to experience. But Satan deceived him into a selfish idea, and he got in it and he picked the fruit green, and he ate of it. He ate of something that was not his. It belonged to God. He became a thief. And the curse came out of him and entered the earth. And death by sin. So what was God's next move? Does he ever change? No. Does he ever quit being love? No. Why didn't he just kill Adam on the spot? No. That ain't his style. He'd already said, be blessed. Be fruitful. Multiply. Be king of the earth. And he does not ever change. That was his perfect will for all men for all time. It was his will for this earth, and he's not going to quit until it comes to pass. That's right. Amen. He immediately began, and every word written in this book from that moment on is a word in relationship to that first word to Adam, in order to get that blessing back and get it back on his family. He began immediately, headed toward the cross. And Jesus fulfilled it. Amen.
Imagine your life without lack, debt, and living paycheck to paycheck. Think about having answers to the challenges ahead of you every single day. Envision a place where sickness is a thing of the past. You've just stepped into your wealthy place. Your Wealthy Place in God, a revolutionary teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, will take you to new levels of faith, wisdom, and blessing. Unlike any other prosperity resource you've experienced, this teaching will help you live each day in the abundant provision of God. You'll discover how to see yourself the way God sees you, unlock new ways to receive answers and direction for situations in your life, and understand why God's best is just the beginning. Picture a place where you and your family are living a great life. Step in. Your wealthy place in God is waiting. He's planned it just for you, and he's waiting for you to live it. To order Your Wealthy Place in God, log on to kcm.org and order online. This enlightening and insightful CD series by Kenneth Copeland can be purchased for just $14.99, a 25% savings off the regular price. To order by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may order by mail. Just write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Begin the year of 2008 in your wealthy place in God.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm telling you, 2008 is going to be... This is really something. This is the year
of the blessing being manifest without measure. The year of the fullness of blessing. 2007, the year of the open door. Jesus opened doors no man can shut. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the doors are still open. And we've walked through them, praise God, and we in the room with His glory. Hallelujah. Something I really want you to get your hands on. The wealthy place in God. Your wealthy place, our wealthy place. That phrase is actually used in the Scripture. So this is not just some cute little something phrase that we made up. This is a 4-CD series. Now, this really blessed me as I was reading this. Imagine a place where family relationships are not undermined by old hurts and confusion and rage, and where your spiritual enemy, Satan, the devil, can't approach without being seen from a distance and forced to flee. Praise God. Where you receive answers for home and for workplace before your day even begins, and where abundant provision replaces living from paycheck to paycheck. Praise God. When you can draw immediately on God's wisdom and His great knowledge about everything whenever you need it. Well, I'll tell you what, that wealthy place exists. It is in Christ Jesus, and you can have it. You can walk in it. You should be walking in it. You're supposed to be walking in it. So use the information that's on your screen now and get a hold of these 4 CDs and study them, listen to them, pass them on to somebody else. Praise God. But get this in your spirit. Praise God. Amen. Now then, we discussed how God is light, God is love, God is life, God is the Word is God, so the Word is light, the Word is love, the Word is life, amen, and love of God, the love manifested Himself is the most powerful force in this universe. And love is the source of all life. Father, I pray for my partners and for everyone in this radio and television audience. In the name of Jesus, rise up and accept and walk in Jesus' life. And if you haven't received Him as your Lord and Savior, do it right now. Praise God. God bless you all. See you next time. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. To help you get started, they have 5 mini books to send you. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org or by calling our toll-free number or when you write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ and get ready for the glory. The Branson Victory Campaign is March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. A new location for the West Coast Believers Convention, the Long Beach Convention Center, June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.